Not surprising, right? It's the LifeSpring 1-Year Bible coming to you from Riverside, California, and podcasting since 2004. I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is Poetry Thursday, and we'll read Proverbs chapter 16. Before we begin, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much again for your word, and we thank you for Proverbs. I pray, Lord, today that you would teach us wisdom. Bless us as we read today. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let's begin. Proverbs chapter 16. The reflections of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All a man's ways seem right to him, but the Lord evaluates the motives. Commit your activities to the Lord, and your plans will be achieved. The Lord has prepared everything for his purpose, even the wicked for the day of disaster. Everyone with a proud heart is detestable to the Lord. Be assured he will not go unpunished. Wickedness is atoned for by loyalty and faithfulness. Then one turns from evil by the fear of the Lord. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better a little with righteousness than great income with injustice. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord determines his steps. God's verdict is on the lips of a king. His mouth should not give an unfair judgment. Honest balances and scales are the Lord's. All the weights in the bag are his concern. Wicked behavior is detestable to kings, since a throne is established through righteousness. Righteous lips are a king's delight, and he loves one who speaks honestly. A king's fury is a messenger of death, but a wise man appeases it. When a king's face lights up, there is life. His favor is like a cloud with spring rain. Get wisdom, how much better it is than gold, and get understanding, it is preferable to silver. The highway of the upright avoids evil. The one who guards his way protects his life. Pride comes before destruction, and an arrogant spirit before a fall. Better to be lowly of spirit with the humble than to divide plunder with the proud. The one who understands a matter finds success, and the one who trusts in the Lord will be happy. Anyone with a wise heart is called discerning, and pleasant speech increases learning. Insight is a fountain of life for its possessor, but the discipline of fools is folly. A wise heart instructs its mouth and increases learning with its speech. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the taste and health to the body. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death. A worker's appetite works for him because his hunger urges him on. A worthless man digs up evil, and his speech is like a scorching fire. A contrary man spreads conflict, and a gossip separates close friends. A violent man lures his neighbor, leading him in a way that is not good. The one who narrows his eyes is planning deceptions. The one who compresses his lips brings about evil. Gray hair is a glorious crown. It is found in the way of righteousness. Patience is better than power, and controlling one's temper than capturing a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord. Well, I've got a question for you. What's more common? A wise person or a foolish one? I'll get back to you for your answer in a moment. The last time I got my hair cut, I looked down at the barber's drape that my barber used on me, and I had to comment that I didn't like the color she'd chosen to use. The black of that drape really showed how much gray hair I have now. It isn't all gray yet, but it seems like every time I go for a haircut, there's more and more. I guess I shouldn't feel so bad about it, though, based on what Proverbs 16:31 says. Gray hair is a glorious crown, it says. It is found in the way of righteousness. Well, I know that the Lord is not at all interested in flattering us, but verses like this sure do help to ease the process of getting older. Well, in today's reading, we did learn that God really detests liars and dishonest business practices, impatient and easily angered people,
disloyal and unfaithful friends, and much more. Not surprising, right? But remember that Proverbs was given to us as a guide or a course on how to gain wisdom. It's filled with examples that contrast the wise and the fool. Now, given its purpose, it must be possible to learn wisdom. We're not born with wisdom, we learn it. Of course, that's true because most of the wise people I've known are those who have been down the road a piece. They are, as my good friend Ron Plouffe of Griddle Cakes Radio says, they're the gray hairs. Have you ever noticed how unusual it is to find a young person with wisdom? It can happen. I've known a couple of them, but you don't often walk away from a conversation with a young person saying, "What wisdom?" So, what's more common, a wise person or a foolish one? If your answer to that question a moment ago was that there are more foolish people than wise, don't be too discouraged. Fools can learn to be wise. What they need is guidance from the master. So my encouragement to you is to be the wise person who is available to those that need wisdom so that you can point them to the source of wisdom. What do you think? Can we learn wisdom? Call the LifeSpring Family Hotline and let me know your thoughts. +1-951-732-8511. Or comment via Boostergram or go to comment.lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow will be Prophecy Friday and we'll begin the book of Daniel. We'll read chapters 1 through 6. What does the LifeSpring one-year Bible mean to you? Is it helping you to stay in the Word? Maybe this is the first time you've been able to stick to a daily reading schedule. Would you be willing to help support the show? It sure would be a great help to me since the LifeSpring family is the only source of outside funding there is. As you know, I don't accept any advertisers here, so I can be completely immune to any pressure to water down the message of God's Word. So, can you help keep the lights on? The amount is up to you. Whatever value you receive from the show, I just ask that you return a portion of that. Pray about it, would you? Allow the Lord to lead you, then go to
LifeSpringMedia.com/support.
I'll thank you, and I believe God will bless you. Thanks to the team, Sister Denise, Michael Hainer, Scott Snyder, Jason Pascal, and Sister Brittany. Today's show art is done by me. I just wanted to put my fingers back in there. I just didn't want to forget how to do it all. And beloved, thank you for making me a part of your day. Do me a favor, share the LifeSpring one-year Bible with somebody, would you? And until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Wapp. Bye.
Chapters, transcripts, images, links, stream micropayments to the podcast, and send Satoshis in real time over the Lightning Network using a compatible Podcasting 2.0 app. Just go to newpodcastapps.com. That's newpodcastapps.com. And for more info, go to podcastindex.org.